Hey now, welcome to the City Off Campus podcast with your two favorite hosts, Sammy Sommerfeld and Jack McFarland. Today we have a member of the Iowa dance team, Katie Wadman. How's everything going with you?
Everything's going good, just settling in. Obviously, football is back in season, so lots of football games ahead and getting ready for basketball.
So my first question for you is, what does your football season schedule look like? When do you guys start like learning dances and start prepping for the season? And then once football season gets underway, how does that kind of work?
Yeah, so we start prepping. I mean, dance is kind of all year round, an all year round sport. So we start prepping, end of July, we start coming in for practice, and then we have pre-camp and we start learning game material. And then just after that, we have practices Tuesday and Thursdays and Sundays, and then we have games on Saturday. So it's pretty busy, but we start getting ready for football season in July. Yeah.
So then my next question is, with football season, what does a game day look like? So how early do you have to get up? Do you prep? Like, do you guys have to like warm up before? Like, what does that kind of entail, full game day?
Yeah, we do a lot of stuff before the game. Some stuff that people have no idea that we do, but I mean, just at the last home game, we had a 2:30 kickoff and we were at the field at 8 a.m. And basically what we do is we get there, we warm up with the band, and then we'll walk tailgates. So some people will go to the president's tailgate, which usually it's all Hawkeye fans and obviously the president of the university. Some people will go to Hawk Walk. And then we actually do a before pregame performance at the rec building with the entire band. So it's open to the public, but usually just our families go, but it's like the rec center building and we do basically all of pregame. So even before pregame and the game starts, we're already dancing for like 4 hours.
Wow, that's insane. So what's like your, do you have a, like we ask athletes this all the time, like do they have any superstitions or like pregame routines? Like, do you have any superstitions you go through or like a routine that you do personally that you have to do before every game?
Yeah, obviously we have to do our hair and makeup. Well, on the dance team, we have to do our hair and makeup, but before the game, I mean, we have these little stickers. So it's like, if you mess up your sticker or like, no, they're like tattoos basically. And it's a tiger hawk right under your eye. So it's like, if you mess that up, like the whole, like, you're not going to get a good picture. You're like, you're just the whole day. You're just like, oh my God, I look bad. And then before we all go out to the field, there's like, Greg sets up this locker room. So there's like this little thing on top of like the ceiling. When you walk out into the field, we always like tap it with our palm and we always do this little chant too together. So that's really fun.
So what kind of made you want to try out for the team, or like, how'd you get into dancing to start? Like, what was kind of the background of getting started in dance? And then what was the process of joining the dance team in the beginning?
Yeah. So I started dancing when I was about 3 years old. And so that's really young, but I kind of had a non-traditional start to dance. I feel like everyone starts at 3 a.m. and they kind of, or not 3 a.m., 3 years old, kind of stick to it their whole life. But I had actually two older sisters who were dancing at the time too, and they both were dancers. So I started dancing when I was 3, and my mom was like, oh my gosh, every time to get her to dance class, it's always a drag. Why are we paying all this much money? And so my dad was like, well, maybe she doesn't like it. So maybe we should not force her and have her not be like her sisters and she can try something else. So I actually tried like tennis, swimming, basketball, track, and ice skating. And I was like, okay, well, this isn't working out. So I obviously I was just like, that's not, I don't like any of those. So, but I always stuck with dance, but it was never like my main thing until I was about like 8 years old. I saw my sister win like a national championship trophy. And at that point I was like, okay, I'm sticking with dance. I feel like when I was like so young, I was just like, I don't want to do dance because I was like, I don't see the point. Like, why am I putting all these hours in at like 6 years old when I want to hang out with my friends? And I didn't know like what the goal was. And so I think after seeing like the success my sisters had, I was like, okay, like I want that for myself. And And then after that, I mean, when I was eight, I was like, okay, well, my goal then was to win a national championship. It was always like the next thing. And so when I was in middle school, I saw my sisters go and be on their high school dance team. And at the time they were getting, I mean, they were like, their goal as a high school dance team was to make finals. And so I was like, oh, like I want to be on a high school dance team because like, that's the goal. And so then I made my high school dance team and I was like, okay, well now we want to win. And after I think like 3 years of being on my high school dance team, we kept getting third and second and third at nationals. And so I was kind of just like, okay, what's the next thing? Like, what am I going to do? And I remember, I mean, all through high school and even since like seventh grade, I was spending my weekends in Iowa City because both my sisters were on the Iowa dance team. So I was like, okay, well, I want to dance at Iowa, obviously. I was like, there's no other place. Like, I'm originally from Nebraska. And I was just like, I don't even want to look at Nebraska. I'm going to Iowa. And so I think that was just the goal. I mean, I was like spending all my weekends in Iowa from Nebraska, but I felt like I was born and raised in Iowa. So I was just like, I'm going to Iowa. I'm dancing here. So that was kind of where it all started. And then it just was getting here.
What's the process like to try out for the dance team here? Like, how elaborate is that? And like, what do you have to do? Like, does it start a year, 2 years in advance? Like, when does that all kind of start taking place?
So it's a little different now, and I'll get into that. But when I tried out, it was like freshman through senior year of high school, they hold clinics and you can go to the clinics and it's kind of just like what they expect from tryouts. And they don't do any like recruiting. This was when I was trying out. And then your senior year, you send in videos, or you can go to a clinic your senior year and get a video bypass, which is basically you just get to come to the live audition. And but my senior year, our coach did some kind of threw a little curveball at us. And she was like, I'm not doing any video bypasses. She announced that the week before the videos were due. So all at the clinic, and all of us were like, what the heck, we wanted a video bypass. Like, I didn't make my video at all just because I thought I was going to get a video bypass. And so we had him kind of throw a video together in a week and then be like called back for a live audition. And so that live audition weekend, it starts on Friday, and it's basically the Friday night. You just do some basic moves, see if you have any dance training, and she'll make a cut. And then Saturday, you'll learn dances, and then she'll make another cut. And then Saturday night, you'll do like a solo, and then she'll make a cut. So for the final day, they will have about, she usually cuts the team to 22 girls. So the final day, they'll have like 30 girls. And then it's a live audition. So it's open to the public. People can come and watch. It's kind of like a showcase. And then after all of that, she'll make a cut again. And then that'll be the final team. So it's kind of just like really nerve-wracking every time she makes a cut, because you're like, oh my gosh, is it going to be me? It's basically what you would think a dance audition, like in the movies or in the TV, like Dallas Cowboy Cheerleader show. Yeah. It is like that in real life.
Well, it sounds like eerily similar to like how an NFL training camp goes, how like everybody's just competing and showing what they can do. And each day there's just a cut. Now, this question could be a little dumb and might not be a memory that maybe you suppressed it. But like, how were the cuts done? Like, was it a name on a list and you read it? And if your name's not there, like you're cut, or is it like you get called in, you get talked to personally? Because I feel like that, I don't know, that little distinction matters.
Yeah. So if you're a returner, it's a little different, but I remember if you're a new person, everyone will wear numbers, and when she makes the cut, she'll announce the numbers that made it. So if you don't hear your number, you're like, oh my God, I just got cut. Ooh. And if you're a returner, she'll do end of the year meetings. And if you're a returner that's like wants to, she'll ask the question, oh, are you thinking about coming back? And if she doesn't want you back, she'll be like, maybe we shouldn't. Like, she'll do it. I mean, that's kind of how it's her decision. So that's kind of how it is. But yeah, it's really nerve-wracking. I remember like, oh my God, please call my number. But it's like, it's like an NFL training camp almost.
Right. So, and then to kind of like go on top of that, once you guys make this cut, you find out even more how big of a commitment it is. Like, what is like a week, like just like Monday through Friday, like how many practices, workout sessions, like how does that all work, especially with like trying to fit your class schedule in there? Now that we have to go to physical classes, I'm sure that's a whole nother hurdle. So like, what's that like?
Yeah, so Tuesday mornings we'll have lifting all together from 8 to 9 a.m. And then you'll have a full day of classes, and then you'll have Tuesday practices from 6 to 10. And then Wednesday you get an off day unless you're injured, then that's kind of like you'll go see the trainer and do what you need to do with her. But then you have Thursdays, it's kind of the same thing, 8 to 9 a.m. lifting, and then 6 to 10 practice. And then Friday, we have practice with the marching band at 5 p.m. And those usually last about an hour long, sometimes two, if it's a longer practice. We kind of really don't have an end for that practice, because it's like you're practicing with the band and there's so many of them. So you can't really revolve our schedule around them. There's like 500 of them and like 20 of us. So it's like, you never really know how that's going to go. But then we have that, and then Saturdays obviously are usually football games, and that's an all-day thing. You just want to go to bed afterwards. And then Sunday, we'll have practice from 12 to 4. That's a long one.
Do you guys, like, watch film of the games?
Yeah, she will, like, at practice, she'll take videos of us, okay. Or, like, we learn a new routine for the football game on Saturday, and we learn it on Tuesday, like, she'll post it on the app, and you'll be expected to like learn, like watch it and correct it and like know it by the next practice. And when it comes to national season, we will have some like practices where we'll all like sit down at Carver and just like watch our nationals routines, and she'll call people out. She'll be like, you're off, this is wrong. Or like, she'll call you out like individually. And so that's kind of like nerve wracking.
I have two questions. So
first, about game days, you talk about the long game days, you kind of broke down your schedule on those days. What do you enjoy about game days, like about performing in front of the crowds at Kinnick or at Carver? Like, do you enjoy it? Like, you're not really watching the game, or if you are, how do you sneak little glimpses here and there of what's going on? Like, can you kind of take us through what you enjoy most about the game day experience?
Oh my gosh, definitely my favorite part about game day is back in black, obviously. I mean, being in the stands when I was in like seventh or eighth grade, I remember getting like goosebumps and being like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Like, this is the coolest thing ever. And like being on the field and like it being 10 times louder and like being right there and like involved into like all the action. Like, it is just like every time, like people on the team, when it's like your first game day, like people, like dancers will be like crying. It's just like, it's like all the work from like July until that first game, it's like, oh my God, it's all been paid off. Like, those late nights of trying to learn this stupid routine, like, finally paid off. And like, we're here, like, we made it. It's just like so rewarding. So definitely back in black, obviously. But I think just dancing and interacting with fans, like, that's so much fun. And just being like, everyone, like, I don't know, when we just walk down like in tailgates and people are just like, go Hawks, or like people are just like so supportive, like Hawkeye fans, like that is also just so rewarding. It's like, oh my God, I've been looking up to being on this team since I was like in middle school, and now I'm finally like one of them. So that's like really fun. And obviously we get to watch the game too, but when we're not dancing, so that's really fun. Like when we get a touchdown and like everyone's just going crazy, like that's super fun.
So can you catch glimpses of the game, or is it more just you have to look straight out into the crowd at all times, or how does that kind of work?
So like if a play is being made, we will obviously watch the game, but after, like if after the ball is snapped or like after they make a touchdown, then we'll have to like, we can't watch like them like celebrate. We have to turn around and like hit the crowd, or like, and then when the band, or so basically you'll see this now, but whenever the band is playing or the DJ is playing music, we have to be dancing. So that's kind of like a thing. Or if you hear cheer, like a lot of the dancing happens during when we're on defense, because we have to be really loud. So they're always playing music. But when it's like offense, that's like a time where you're just like, okay, now I can finally watch the game. But yeah, it's always when the band is playing music or the DJs playing music.
Yeah, that's interesting. And one reason we were interested in having you on is I think you're a student athlete, and like your team is full of student athletes that normal everyday Iowa students wouldn't consider. If they just heard student athlete, dancing wouldn't be the first thing that came to mind. They think football, basketball, whatever. But you guys have, like, you broke down your schedule, very intense schedule. So what has your experience been like when, you know, you've told people you're on the dancing, like friends and stuff, do they understand the schedule, or do they think, oh, you just dance on game days and you should have more time? Like, what's that kind of life, that student, you know, academic life balance?
Yeah, that's so funny you say that, because I think a lot of my friends that know me and that aren't a part of the team, like I have friends that are on women's basketball, I have friends who are on volleyball, and since they know like our schedule and they know how much we do and that we're not just like, I think people who see us on sidelines and don't see us like actually perform at nationals or like our practices, they think, oh, they're just on the side shaking their pom-poms. And so like, that's kind of irritating, because it's like, come to our practice and see our nationals routines, and then maybe you'll change your mind a little bit, because I think dance has kind of, it kind of looks us at, it looks away like, oh, it's so easy. Well, that's kind of the point. Like, as dancers, we're supposed to do things that are hard and that normal people can't do and look pretty while doing it. So people who are just like, oh, all they do is like smile and kick their leg, and I'm like, okay, well, you kick your leg to your head and you try smiling while you do it. But I think people who know our schedule and know that we actually compete and we're nationally ranked, they really respect us. And like a lot of dancers who do studio dance, they understand that, oh my gosh, like they're really good. But I think of people who just see us at games, they just are like, oh, I could try out, and then they show up at auditions and get cut. So it's just kind of like, okay, well, you know, you try it out. But yeah, I think it's been really interesting. But everyone who is an athlete at the University of Iowa, they understand all the work that we put in, because we're at lifting days that they're at lifting days, or they're at Carver when we're at Carver. So I think they see all the hours we put in. So that's great.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, mic sound cut out a little.
Oh.
So one question I had, like, how does a national competition and like that preparation differ in total from like the football season or the basketball season? Like, is it more intense? Is it just a different style? Like, how does that kind of differentiate?
And if you don't mind me asking, what's your ranking? I was curious how high you guys are ranked.
Yeah. So last year we got fourth. And the year before we got third. So we're kind of jumping back from like fourth to third. We're trying this year to make that jump to first. It's kind of just like, we've been top three with like Minnesota and Ohio State. And it's kind of just like, give it to us. Like, you know, Iowa, I feel like with dance, it's always just like, it's so subjective. It's really like, oh, I like this team better. I mean, there's no, with like a football or a basketball game, it's like, oh, they got a touchdown, or they got this many points. I mean, with dance, it's like, well, I want them to win this year, so I think their technique was better, so I'm gonna put them up high. You know, I mean, it's all someone's opinion, so that's super hard. But yeah, I mean, just give it to us. We want to be Ohio State and Minnesota. We're going back and forth with them, which kind of sucks, but you know, it's kind of like you win some, you lose some. But I mean, nationals is a little bit actually it's really different from game day, just because for game day stuff, like on the football field, we can't turn at all and we can't really jump because it's turf and we're wearing like tennis shoes. Whereas for basketball, we can kind of turn a little bit, but the band only plays music for like 2 8 counts. So it's like, that's not even like a turn section. So we can't really do a lot of hard, difficult skills just because we don't have the music for it. It's like really, it's not enough time. So nationals, it's very different because we do palm and jazz. And I feel like at games, we do a lot of hip hop, and we don't do that for like nationals. So it's a lot harder. We will, like a choreography weekend, we will be dancing from Friday from like 3 to 8, and then Saturday from 8 until 5, and then Sunday the same thing. Like, we take nationals very seriously, and when we have those nationals practices, it will be like super long, super hard, just like it's like a whole cardio workout for like 5 hours.
So do the games, you know, dancing at the games, I mean, the experience in itself is fun because you're cheering in front of a big crowd and you get the energy, the school spirit. But in terms of dancing level, is it almost a little bit more of a boring dance to do compared to like national season is where you're like, this is what we're working towards. Like, yes, everybody sees this, but there's way more to this when we start competing.
Yeah. I mean, it's so funny you say that because we will always call, we'll be like game day or like getting ready for a game. Like that's like game day dancing. And then getting ready for nationals, we actually call it like real dancing. We'll be like, oh, we finally get to dance. Like, oh, like we just had a practice on Sunday where we like actually did technique and we like were able to jump and do like so many fun tricks that we don't usually get to do on a game day. So we're just like, oh, you know, it's good to do some real dancing. Like our coach will even say that to us. So it's like, okay, game day, it's like fake dancing. I mean, it's still dancing, but it's like not the difficult level that we can do.
Yeah, so the challenge.
Like we're not being challenged, but no, it's still so fun just because every week we do a different dance. So like, yes, it's easy choreography, but it's like new.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, these are really easy movements, but I just learned this like 2 days ago and now I'm performing in front of 70,000 people. So I think that keeps it interesting because it's like, you kind of have to turn your brain on, because if you go on autopilot and be like, oh, this is super easy, then that's when you mess up and that's when like mistakes happen.
So what is it about dancing that's like kept you in it and kept you driven to, you know, balance? And then this is my other question too, it's kind of tied in, is like a work-life balance of balancing the academics, balancing dancing, and also being a college student and having a normal kind of life too. How do you kind of balance it all, and what drives you to keep doing it? Because you choose to do it. It's not like you're, you know, made to dance all the time. So like, what drives you?
Yeah, I think just being on a team with so many girls that have the same goal. I think in past studios, there were people who are just like, I mean, with studio dance, you can kind of be like a little, not selfish, but it's more like, oh, I'm doing a solo by myself, so I can push myself. But I think being on a team with 20 other girls who have like one goal in mind, like, okay, we're going to make this game day like amazing, or okay, we're going to win nationals. Like having 20 girls around you all having the same goal, like that just pushes you 10 times harder because you're like, oh, there's like 20 other girls who are working 10 times harder for this goal. I need to put in my way. Or like, yeah. So I think just being on a team with everyone, and like we're all best friends. So being on a team with all 20 best friends, like working to like win nationals, like that pushes me every day.
That's awesome.
So hold on, I have a quick follow-up on studio dancing. So I think it was my mom and my sister loved Dance Moms, loved that show.
My friend was Dance Moms.
Okay, so I have to ask, like, is that stereotype of how they show Dance Moms and how like the dynamic between the parents and the coach or whoever, and then the kids are right there like, huh? Like, is that really it, like all the time? Or is that just like blown out of proportion for TV?
I mean, there are like some things that, okay, that could happen, but there's some things that like would never happen. Like the whole pyramid aspect of like ranking children in front of the kids and in front of their moms, like that doesn't happen.
Okay.
But like, I think a lot of the times their moms will be like, oh, the teacher's playing favorites, so they'll be mad about that.
That's
but
natural.
It's not like the teacher's literally like, oh, this is the person who is on top of the week, basically saying like, this is my favorite, like right in front
and
of everyone.
That is one of the things I remember vividly, was just how they would like pick favorites every week. And whoever's at the top gets the solo or gets like the best spot that gets in front. And it's like, wow, they're like 8.
Yeah, it's so fun because studio dance is not like that at all. It's kind of like every year a girl or like the kid can be like, oh, I want to do a solo and I want to do 7 dances. So the dance teacher will be like, we'll put them in the 7 dances that they like, 7 dances, because I said they want to be in 7 dances. And if they're like, I want to be in a hip hop, I want to be in jazz. I don't want to be in this. So they'll put them in like the dances you want to be in and then do a solo that they want to do. They won't be like, oh, well, you don't get a solo this week. It's kind of like they'll have that solo and they'll have the dances all year round.
Well, before I ask my next question, I just want to say to Jack, if it was you and your mom watching Dance Moms, mm-hmm. you can admit it. No. It's an open platform. Please.
I wasn't a fan of TLC. The only show on TLC that I honestly enjoyed was John and Kate Plus Eight because
Dance Moms.
She had 8 kids in her at once, and that was insane to deal with at once. So that is the only TLC show. And Little People, Big World. That's also another show I enjoyed. Those are the only two.
And Dance Moms. But transitioning back to the questions, one thing I want to ask you is, what do you consider to be your most like memorable moment dancing for Iowa? And what's been like an experience that you've like really like valued from your time dancing so far?
Gosh, the wave. And I think the connection we have with like the children in the children's hospital, I think because being on the dance team, I mean, we haven't been able to do it this year, which is really unfortunate, but your senior year after they do the wave, they actually at football games will let the senior dance team girls go up to the hospital and interact with the kids. And I'm so sad that due to COVID, we aren't able to do it this year, but that was something that I was really looking forward to. And I think just the wave every time and the connection we have with the kids in the hospital, we have like a little sign up form on, it's called Helper, but if you want to read like a virtual like book reading with the kids, you can sign up for it. And I think that's like one of the best moments we are able to have on the team.
That's really cool. One thing I wanted to ask as well is, what are your goals after college? Like, what are you studying? What are you interested in? And like, are you trying to pursue dance? Like, what's kind of the next step after you graduate?
Yeah, so right now I'm studying psychology and journalism, but I'm kind of, before this year, I wanted to go to grad school and study more, get my master's in psychology. But now I'm kind of just like putting a pause on kind of what I want to do, just because if I win Miss USA, then I have to move. And that's kind of like, oh, well, I can't make all these plans right now because I'm just like, my life is kind of put on pause because I'm like, if I have to move, then I can't fulfill those goals. So it's just like kind of a waiting game to see. And so obviously my goal is to win Miss USA. Like that would be that's the dream. But I think if that doesn't happen, then yeah, I think dancing in my future, I would love to dance for a pro team. That's a big goal of mine as well.
So that's what I wanted to get into next is, you're competing in Miss USA, you're Miss Iowa, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to make sure I got that right. So what's that whole process like? When does it start? Like, how do you get into that? Like, what made you want to do that? Like, what interested you? Like, can you kind of dive into that a little bit?
Yeah, so my mom, she did pageants when she was younger, but she never competed at Miss USA, but she did them when she was younger. So I think she learned so much. She was able to learn how to present herself in a professional field in the workplace. So she got my sisters to do it. And obviously when I was young, I saw my sisters dancing. I saw them do pageants and I was like, oh my gosh, I want to do that. So, and my mom, when I was like 6, my mom was like, okay, what do you really want? Like, you do not want to do pageants. Like, you don't, like, you're 6. Like, do you even know what you're talking about? And so she was like, okay, if she wants to do it when she's in high school, great. Like my mom was like, I'm not putting her in when she's 6. She doesn't even know how to talk, like, respectfully, like she's 6. So, but when I got into high school, I was like, okay, like, I want to try one. And my mom was like, okay, but I never really had the time just because dance was really kind of like, I always had it on the weekends. I never had the time for it. And I told myself, I was like, if I wanted to do it, then I wanted to put all my eggs in one basket and really go for it. And so I guess, I mean, despite all the bad things during the pandemic, it kind of gave me an opening to my schedule. So I was like, oh, well, we're not competing, we're not doing any football games, we're not doing any games, and so I can really focus on Miss Iowa USA. So it was my first Miss USA pageant I ever competed in, and I ended up winning, which I was like, okay, I was really shocked. I did not think I was going to win. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to Miss USA. Let's do this thing. And so, yeah, now I'm here. It's been a blessing and it's been so much fun, but yeah, it's definitely a balance between all three.
Yeah. Congrats on that. But when did that competition happen for Miss Iowa, and what was that like? What questions are you asked? Like, what's the whole experience like? Can you kind of walk us through it? Because I know I don't know much about this, but I know for sure Jack knows nothing. So,
well, I've actually seen the movie Miss Congeniality, so I actually do know a handsome amount.
Wait, I won Miss Congeniality, but I've never seen the movie. So,
you have to give the award back until you've seen it. I'm sorry.
I know. That's what's so funny, because my mom was like, "Have you even seen the movie?" And I was like, no. She was like, "What the heck? Like, do you even know what congeniality means?" And I was like, I don't know, like, I just won, but
Siri.
Yeah, it was so funny, but yeah, we did. It happened May 8th in Des Moines, and we, on Friday night, we did interviews, which was a lot of fun. I think a lot of people are like, when they hear interview, they're like, oh my God, like, they get worked up, but it was a really casual interview. They just wanted to see if you could hold a conversation, think on the top of your feet. Like, they asked me, like, if you had $1 million, what would you do? And like,
what was your answer?
I'd go on a shopping spree, of course. But like, they're just, I think people are like, okay, well, is she being fake? Is she just telling me what I want to hear? Mm-hmm. Almost like, and so I think just showing like, oh, I'm a real person and this is what I love to do. This is what I'm passionate about. And being able to hold a conversation, I think that's all what they're looking for. I think a lot of people, when they hear interview, they're like, oh God, like, I have to be perfect. And like, that's not the case at all. It was super fun. And they were like, oh, what's your favorite food? Like, there's stuff like that, like, really easy, really laid back. And then on Saturday we had prelims and we did evening gown, swimsuit, and an opening like number kind of thing. But you just said your name and your state or your city and your age. So it was really chill, and I actually fell at prelims. So at that point, I was just like, oh my God, like, of course this happens to me. But they told me, they were like, you got up so fast. And I was like, well, with dance, I mean, if you fall, you just get up. Like, I literally blacked out. I was like, what just happened? I think I passed out. But after that, I was like, there's no way I'm gonna win this. So we had finals in the same day as well as prelims. So I had like 2 hours to just be like, Katie, calm down. Like, what is going on? Like, I was just like, okay, I'm not gonna go out there. Like, I literally am so embarrassed. Like, what the heck? And I was just like, you know what? No, you are not embarrassed. That is hilarious. Like, go back out there, like, do this for yourself. And so when they were announcing the top 15, I was like, there is no way. Like, I literally fell. Like, no one else fell. I did the worst, thing that people are like, oh no, I hope I don't fall. Like, I did that. It wasn't that bad. Like, and people were like, and so when they were calling top 15, I was like, okay, I was the last one called, and I was like, oh my gosh, I think I can do this. So I just did whatever I wanted to do. And then we did basically the same thing, evening gown, swimsuit, and then they did top five. And I was like, okay, well, I didn't fall. So, and then they called me for top five. And I was like, oh my gosh, I think I can like win this whole thing. And then we did an onstage question and then they crowned. But yeah, the onstage question was super fun.
What was it?
They just like asked me like, how are you doing? And I was like, they keep bringing this up because they thought my response was so funny. I was just like, well, I'm still standing. And like, the whole audience was like laughing. And I was just like, yeah, it's funny. Like, yeah, I know you all saw what I just did earlier. And then they asked me, gosh, I can't even think. Oh, they asked me, what's the greatest gift you could give a friend? And I said, being a good listener.
That's a phenomenal answer. I'm sure everybody else gave some physical, like, oh, I'm going to get them a bottle of wine. No, I'm just going to be a good listener. Like, that's That's yeah, outside the box. I like that.
Yeah. So, I at the time, I mean, it's kind of just like I said, thinking on the top of your feet and like doing something like being genuine, like not being something you're not. And I think that's something that like I take pride in. I'm just like, I'm not going to try and impress, like I'm who I am. You can like it or not, but I just, yeah, I just hope like being myself and being happy with it. And if someone doesn't like it, then that's okay. So like that was really rewarding. I was just like, okay, like I did all I could, like I made myself proud. And so then at the end of the day, I was like, okay, if I win, great. If I don't, then I did my best and I'll come back next year. But then I ended up winning and now I'm here.
That's awesome. So now what's the time period between Miss Iowa and Miss USA? And like, what are your responsibilities as Miss Iowa? Like, what does that title entail?
Oh yeah. So I do a lot of, I mean, throughout the summer, it was a lot of state fairs. I do a lot of appearances. It's been a lot of fun. I did a lot of work with like Waypoint Services, which is an organization that helps homelessness and domestic violence. And I did a lot of things with human trafficking. So that was super fun. And just right now, I'm just like kind of focusing on Miss USA. I think throughout the summer when I didn't have school and I didn't have dance, I was like, I was able to do so many appearances. I was able to go, gosh, all over Iowa. I did not know Iowa was that big, but I went everywhere. So I felt like I was traveling like every day. And now I'm just kind of focusing on Miss USA stuff. But the summer was so much fun. I went to so many state fairs, and being from Nebraska, I was like, I mean, Nebraska, our state fair is held in like an abandoned mall parking lot. Like, I did not know how big state fairs were in Iowa. And it was so much fun. I went to like so many state, county, fair, queens, pageants. That was really fun. And yeah, just I was all over the place in Iowa. So that was crazy. But
do you have any county fair within the state that like stands out that you enjoyed that much? Because like the Iowa State Fair, that's the chalk. Like it's the coolest, biggest one. But yeah. Little counties, like do you have any that stick out?
Oh my gosh. The Henry County State Fair really outdid themselves. Like the food there, it was amazing. I had so much food that like, it was so fun. They had like all these cattle shows, like horse races. I was like, this is insane. But especially since being from Nebraska, I was like not used to that at all. And I was like, wow, they had so many like food stands. It was fantastic. It was definitely like the perfect day.
That's awesome. Now I'm from Florida, so now that makes me feel like I missed out on the summer of state fairs. I was in Iowa City. I should have went to one.
Yeah, you definitely. Well, the one in, yeah, and I went to the Iowa City one. So that, but I didn't, when I went, they didn't have any of the rides open. So that was like, I love like the rides. The rides are like my favorite, even though like they're kind of a little sketchy because they literally are built in one day. That's kind of scary, but. No, those are my favorite.
Hey, the risk is worth the experience.
I think that's what makes it fun, is like, oh my gosh, is this ride gonna break? But it's kind of a thrill. I'm a thrill seeker, so yeah.
That's awesome. So when does Miss USA happen? And like you talked about with us off air, like you're going to Cancun this weekend for a shoot. You were in New York last weekend during Fashion Week. So you've had some cool experiences. So what are some of the other experiences you have ahead and that you're looking forward to? And then when does Miss USA happen?
So we have Cancun this weekend. That's something I'm looking forward to. And then I go to Texas for my final fittings for like my evening and state costume. And then, yeah, Miss USA is in November 29th. It's actually over my dad's birthday. So I'm like, maybe I'll bring home a crown just for your birthday. That would be a good birthday present. But yeah, I hope to bring the crown back to Iowa. We haven't had a winter crown since like 1962, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Long time.
So with that then, like what happens after you win? Like what goes on? Like you kind of talked about, like, you know,
you thought about grad school, but if you win, you move and all this stuff.
So what happens? Cause you're still like in, are you graduating this December? Or are you graduating in the spring?
In the spring. Yeah. So
what happens if like, how does that work? I'm just curious.
Yeah. I've actually talked to my family about this, because is a possibility. And so obviously we talked about it, but I think, yeah. So if I were to win, I would have to move to New York. And so that'd be really fun, but with pool, I talked to my family about it and they're like, you would probably have to finish the semester out and then go back, because after I would win Miss USA, I would have 3 days to move to New York, and then I would leave for Israel for Miss Universe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right, so away, like within the week, you're going to Miss Universe. You don't have any time to like prepare. Nope. It's just boom.
Mm-hmm.
So is like, it always like that, or is it just this year?
Just this year. I mean, in years past, it's like Miss USA is crowned and she's got 2 months, which like that, I mean, with 2 months, I would be like, okay, like, yeah, that's pretty short, but I would feel a lot better than 3 days. So like, during my preparation, me and my mom, like, we're always just like, oh, we're going, like, you're gonna, like, we're not even like thinking like, oh, I want to win Miss USA. Like, we're thinking ahead, like, oh, I want to win Miss Universe. Like, oh, when, like, we're like, man, kind of manifest, like, I don't really believe in manifest.
Forward thinking.
But, you know, yeah, like, kind of just like putting it already in our heads, like, that's mm-hmm. a possibility. Like, that's the goal.
Yeah. Well, and it's surprising you never had Miss Congeniality in your mind because you've never seen it and you ended up pocketing that. So, I mean, anything's possible.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe the manifesting doesn't work. Maybe I should just, like, not watch any of the Miss Universe pageants and then I'll no, I'm kidding, but
so like how does just quickly, like, Miss Universe, that's insane. Like, how does that differ from like the other competitions, like the questioning, the processes, the I don't even know how many hoops you got to jump through, but like what is that like?
It's definitely so for Miss USA questions, they're usually based around like what's going on in the United States, like big events that are happening in the United States or like current events there. So for Miss Universe, it's kind of like international, like anything can be asked. Like, it's like, you gotta know it because if you're Miss Universe, you gotta know what's going on in the universe. My dad will always joke about it though. He'll be like, where's Miss Pluto? Or like, where's Miss Pluto? And I'm like, Dad, are
that's you such kidding? A dad joke. Like,
you I just know, let it go. I'm just like, really? Like, yeah, but He loves it, actually. It's so funny. People will be like, oh, he's a pageant dad. And I'm just like, oh, I'm like, don't call him that because it'll get to his head when he has no idea what's going on.
That's hilarious. Well, one thing I was going to ask then is like being a journalism major then and stuff. So like, do you like keep up with current events? Like just out of curiosity or in preparation, like, do you read newspapers? Do you read magazines? Do you read books? Like what's, or watch the news? Like, what's your way of keeping up to date with what's going on?
Yeah, I like watch, obviously, every morning. I like watching the news. I mean, I've kind of grown into a habit for those personal branding assignments that we have in the morning. I literally, like, I'll wake up before lifting and turn on the news. And if I need to get my homework done, watch the news while I get it done. Or, like, I have, since I'm a journalism student, I have the news app on my phone for like all news sources. So I'm just not reading one side, or like I get all the news sources, like notifications to my phone, because I'm like, oh, if something's going on, it'll just pop up on my phone. And I'm like, oh, that looks interesting. And I'll just like click on it. So that's been really easy. I mean, in an apartment, we don't really get newspapers here, which is kind of unfortunate, but my dad, when I go home, he'll have like stacks of newspapers. So sometimes I'll like flip through that. So that's been really fun. And that helps me like keep up to date with my current events.
Yeah, that's cool. So we like to ask our student athletes a few Iowa City questions too, and just like student life. So like, what are some of your favorite restaurants in IC? Like, what are some of your go-tos?
Okay, I love, obviously in the morning, I love Dandelion. I love their pancakes. But I feel like that's so basic. Like, I feel like everyone loves Dandelion.
Yeah, Dandelion.
I feel like Iowa City's also just got a bunch of breakfast staples that they all are that good.
Yeah.
You can say like, people are like, oh, yeah, it's good. But yeah, like they all are that good.
Yeah. Like I love Dandelion. I like Pullman, but like my go-to is Dandelion. Mm-hmm. And then I like Mickey's. I think that's, the burgers there. So yeah, Mickey's. So good. My parents, like every time they come into town, I show them a new place. And my sisters, when they came here, it was like every time we would come and visit them and they had to pick like what restaurant to go to, they'd be like Village Inn. I'm like, ew, can we go to Mickey's? Like, what is going on? But Yeah. So every time they come into town, they're like, oh my God, Katie like knows the places to go. And I'm like, thank you. Like, I take that as a compliment. I take my food very seriously. I don't want to just go to Village Inn. That's disgusting. But yeah, so I like Mickey's and Mickey's or Dandelion. I mean, yeah, obviously like best. Noodles and Chipotle are good, but I mean, that's everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, so no, hold on. I got a quick like dovetail from that. Ask. Yeah. Well, you just said Chipotle. So do you just not care about Poncheros?
No.
Or Estella's?
Okay. Or Estella's?
I love Estella's, but I feel like the reason why I am kind of like leaning away from Poncheros right now is because my boyfriend eats it all the time and I'm just sick of it.
So you're like taking a silent stand and saying like this isn't for me.
Yeah, because it's like every night he'll be like, do you want Poncheros? And I'm just like, no. Like that's like it's like, and it breaks his heart every time, but I'm just like, I'm sick, like I'm over it. Like at this point, I'd rather cook.
That's funny.
He's like, just Poncheros is always on his mind and it's the last thing on your mind.
Yeah, like I'm just like, okay, like can we like go to McDonald's, like I don't want this anymore.
That's funny. And then one thing I want to ask you too is like, what do you, you know, you're balancing competing for Miss USA, dancing on the Iowa dance team as a student athlete, being a full-time student. What do you do in your free time when you have the free time?
Sleep. I watch Prison Break. Have you guys seen Prison Break?
Yeah.
All right, well, what season are you on?
Don't spill anything.
This is like, I stopped after season two because I thought the first two were the best and then it just sucked. So I'm on
season two right now.
Sorry to break the news, Jack, to you. I didn't say anything concrete. I'm just letting you know you're going to be let down.
Okay, so like, yeah, I'm on the beginning of season two right now. So I watch Prison Break. That's about it. I watch Prison Break and I clean my room because after traveling for so many weeks in a row, it's a mess. And you know how Iowa City apartments are, like I live in a closet. So I clean my room when I have the time and I watch Prison Break and I do laundry. Fair. But yeah, I'm pretty lame.
Yeah. No, I was curious, like with Miss, like, do you have like hobbies or anything you do? Like, let's just say in the summer, like when you have the time, what are some like activities you like prefer doing?
Yeah,
outside of dance and stuff.
I like hiking. I love hot yoga, love cooking. Like, yeah, I love trying new recipes. I think cooking, like whenever I'm stressed, like I'll just like cook like a really good meal, like a really, or like try a new recipe. Like that's
a good way
to cope.
What are three recipes that are like your go-tos where you're like, this is gonna be a fire meal and you're like, this will be relaxing, like this will be a nice little outlet for me?
Okay, homemade Alfredo sauce, like fresh Alfredo sauce, chicken Alfredo or fried rice, but not like from like the bag, like fried rice, like
you're putting everything together.
Fried rice or gosh, what else? Homemade chicken noodle soup. That's the best.
Oh,
classic.
Oh yeah. That's not like in an instant pot. Like you gotta crock pot that, let it simmer. Like, yes, that is the best, especially like in the fall or winter.
Love that. And then my final question, and then I'll let Jack ask whatever he wants to ask. But my final question for you, we ask every athlete this question. What does being a Hawkeye mean to you?
Gosh, this is deep. Let me think.
Jack, this is a good time while she thinks to do a quick ad read.
That was brutal.
Is it an ad read?
No, I was just making a joke to Jack.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. No, I was making a bad joke to Jack.
Oh, gosh. That's so...
Okay. No, don't even be sorry. Like, this is... We throw this on to every guest of ours at the end of the show. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, this is a culmination of everything we just talked about. And, you know, and we're kind of wrapping it all up. And it makes it even tougher, but... We'll see.
Being a Hawkeye, Gosh, it's so hard. I mean, yeah. I dreamed of coming here to the university. I guess being a Hawkeye is representing your university, working hard, and showing that Iowa pride.
Good answer.
That's perfect. Now, my final question. Do you guys on the dance team ever push for a specific TikTok dance to be a part of a routine?
Yes. Too many.
Really?
Like, we actually... Gosh, what year was that? Well, last year we didn't have any games. So I think it was my sophomore year. We did like a dance with the football players at a basketball game.
I remember seeing stuff about that.
God, yeah. What dance was that? I can't remember. Oh, let me ask my roommate really quick. Grace.
This was such a good question. I was like, they have to be all over TikTok.
We'll like talk to our coach, like Renegade, obviously. I think we did that. Or what was the one? Classy, what is that? Wait,
no, that's classy, ratchet, bougie, nasty. Yes! Fuck.
That was
heard
really...
that one way too many times. Because I've heard it a lot.
Or WAP, that's
classic.
That is a good one, but we'll always like do the moves, or like if my coach will say like something, but she doesn't mean it, we'll be like, we'll like. If she like says something and it's like it's lyric in the TikTok song, we'll like say it to each other and like we'll like laugh, and she has no idea what's going on. But yeah, so it's kind of like an inside joke.
All right, so have any of them made it into a routine?
Yes, the Renegade has.
Oh, Renegade.
At the football team, at the football game.
Okay.
And we actually have a dance coming up to a TikTok song. You know, Up by Cardi B.
No. Oh yeah.
So we have a dance coming up. Oh, hopefully.
You sound real excited about it.
Hopefully. Well, we don't know, and you can cut this out, but we don't know if we can be able to dance to it because it has some bad lyrics in it. And she's like, no, I don't. Yeah, but she knows what it means.
But WAP made it past.
No, we didn't put WAP. We just joke about it. Okay. I feel like people just think we're just like, I don't know. But some of the dance moves, like I think people think we come up with the dances. Sometimes our coach comes up with the dances and they are crazy. Like we just learned a dance for the Colorado State game. And oh my God, we literally are doing like a calypso, an aerial, and then like a kick line like three times in a row. And I'm like, what is going on? Like,
yeah, well, whatever you just said, I have no idea what's going on, but it sounds really impressive and awesome. A calypso? Tell me. No, I just need to know. I just need to know what a calypso is. Like, just that.
It's so funny because our trainer actually, so our athletic trainer, he doesn't know anything about dance. He was a soccer player. So he came to one of our practices because he wanted to learn what like lift, like what types of workouts would help us in dance. And so he came to our practice on Tuesday and he was like, what the heck is going on? And we were just like going like turbo mode. Like the dance was so fast. And he was just like, I don't know how you guys are doing this, but, and we were just like, this isn't even like a nationals routine. This is a football dance. And it's like crazy.
Well, I mean, that's all the questions I have, Katie. We can't thank you enough for taking the time and coming on here. Like always, guys, not the same time, same place. We will see you guys later.